I began to realize that something was going wrong with our economic organization because the income of the crisis began to fall off, and I began to see that Negroes were losing their jobs. The opposition to them in the trade union ranks was still strong, and it was clear that the crisis, as the Depression went on, was not going to pay for itself, not going to be self-supporting. Now, that brought an inevitable change. So long as the crisis was self-supporting, I could be practically independent within certain wide limits of what I was saying to the public. But if the National Association had to support the crisis, then of course the National Association had a right to have the last word as to what was to be said, and it would become an organ. And organs are never read because they're not interesting. They have to say what the Board of Trustees vote. So that I made up my mind that probably my job in propaganda was over.